Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Welcome back to our fifth year of traditional medicine. Now, I got a couple recipes for you. We got a tea. This is a Ojibwe tea with a little bit extra in it. Now, what we're going to need here is we need a large stainless steel or a glass pot. You also need a strainer. And you can also use paper bag or darker bottles to protect your tea from the light. Okay, but first off, let's see what we're going to need for this tea, because we're going to make it on this little session of our chatting with you today. We are going to need the Canadian recipe is what we're going to be using. Okay, this is the original Canadian recipe. Slippery elm bark powder. This is going to help soothe and rebuild our tissue. Rhubarb root powder. It's going to be a bowel cleanser for us. Sheep sorrel, cut and sifted. It's going to be anti-cancer and anti-abnormal cell. And the burdock root, it's going to help cut, sifted. It's going to help with blood cleanser. Now, you could get these cut and sifted. You can get it as a powder. You can get it as a whole product. And you can cut, sift, and grind it all down yourself if you like, depending on if you go out there and harvest it yourself from nature, or if you order it online, or you stop in one of your local shops that carry herbals. It's all up to you. Now, here's a couple of other ingredients that a friend had added to make the formula just a little bit more rounded. They also added the red clover for anti-cancer, watercress for liver cleansing, blessed thistle for liver cleansing, and kelp because it's going to normalize the thyroid. Now, what we want to do with all of these ingredients is we're going to steep our extraction process. We're going to bring 1 gallon of water to a boil. Then we're going to add 1 bag of these herbs. Stir and bring to a boil again. Cover and boil low for 10 minutes. Turn off the heat. Stir it around. Scrape down any of our herbs around the side of the walls. Cover and let it sit for 12 hours. Now, after 12 hours, we're going to reheat it for 10 minutes again. Almost to boiling. And strain as many times as you like or leave the herbs in there. It's all about you. Now, after straining, reheat for 2 to 3 minutes to remove bacteria. Put the hot liquid into the jars or bottles. Heat the bottle jars. Just kind of like canning. Heat your jars to 200 degrees for 5 to 10 minutes. Not the caps. And then cap the bottle jars. Allow to cool, then refrigerate it. And make sure you never use plastic because that is not very healthy. If you're just going to use it that day, go ahead. But if you're putting it in storage, storage isn't really good for it. Now, this is going to make 2 ounces of tea concentrate with 2 ounces of hot water. And drink on an empty stomach. Try not to eat anything for 20 minutes. And you can drink this up to 3 times per day. So this is going to be our concentrate, okay? And then we're going to take it and we're going to only use 2 ounces of this with 2 ounces of hot water. So we're going to end up with our Ojibwe tea, which is a concentrate. It's in storage in your refrigerator. Now we're going to take it and we're just going to add 1/2 cup of tea with 1/2 cup of water. And there we have our Ojibwe tea. Now, how about a relaxation tea? We got 2 parts chamomile, 2 parts oat straw, 1 part lemon balm. And you're probably wondering, what the heck is she talking about? Parts, parts, parts. Well, let's say if we have 1 part is a handful. Okay, so we're going to take 2 handfuls of chamomile, 1 handful of oat straw, 1 handful of lemon balm, 1/8 of valerian, and 1/2 handful of skull cap. Now, once we take all of that, we're going to mix it together and it's going to be a dry mixture. And we're going to leave it like that as a dry mixture because we only want to use 4 to 6 tablespoons of this dry mixture to 1 quart of water. So place our mixed herbs in 1 quart of water. Okay, now we're going to take our herbs. Now remember, it's only 4 or 6 tablespoons of this mixture that we made, okay? We're going to take those herbs and we're going to put it in 1 quart jar. Like a mason jar, but 1 quart with 1 cap. We're going to put it in the cover, pour in our boiling hot water, and then we're going to cover our jar tightly and infuse this for at least 20 minutes. Okay, do we kind of got that? We got all our parts, our chamomile, our oat straw, our lemon balm, valerian, our skull cap. That's all going to go right into a paper bag and be stored. And then when we want to use it, we're going to use 4 to 6 tablespoons to 1 quart. And we're going to put those herbs in a jar. Put boiling water on top of the herbs. Cover tightly and let it sit for 20 minutes. And then we're going to strain it. And that is our relaxation tea. Same thing with this menopause high calcium. We need a little bit more for our bones. Going through menopause, 1 part comfrey, 1 part straw, 1 part horsetail, 2 parts nettle, 2 parts peppermint, and 1 part chamomile. Now, a big thing too, again, now you hear nettle in there. And when we hear nettle, you think, stingy nettle, I can't drink that. Well, you can order from the store. It's already going to be processed for you. But if you have it yourself, you're going to have to process this yourself and kind of bring it down to your fusion and get all the stingers out of there before you add it to your tea. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to mix these herbs together. Okay. We're going to flavor to taste. It's non-caffeine, but it has great energy. And once again, we're going to use 4 to 6 tablespoons per 1/4 of water because we're going to make a huge batch of it that we can use throughout the winter. Then we're going to pour our boiling water over the herbs and let steep for 30 minutes with the cap on. Okay? And that's going to be our menopause high calcium. And those are great teas that you can try. And we have a few more, but we'll talk about those on our next show. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.